Wednesday. Church discipline. From time to time it will happen that something in the church will not be in unity. What to do then? For example, you are hurt by somebody in words and deeds. What to do then? Going to your friend, telling him, "Ah, such a bad person. Worse than any others." That's not what Jesus tells us. He will ask you, "Have you already gone to him? Have you already told him?" "Ah, makes no sense." "Have you been there?" "Makes no sense." "I tell you to go there," Jesus says. Make this first before you go to your friend. You should not tell your friend. You should tell the person who's hurt you. Now, it may not work then either. Then take someone with you. Not the one who helps you. "We two against the other one. We two. We are stronger than you alone, single. We are two." No, he's a witness. Neutral. Just a witness to show it's important that we get in harmony, that we will be in unity. So the third person is the one who tries to unite, not to help one to be stronger than the other one. Uniting and helping to confess sins. Because this will help for unity. And if this doesn't work either, then tell it to the church. The body. And maybe it doesn't work then either. Some people are so stubborn, they do not care for anything. Only, "I am right, and I am the only one on earth who is right." Jesus is the only one who is right, not you. We are erring human beings. And when we think we are strong and we are on the right way, be careful that you do not stumble. The safest way for not stumbling is on your knees when you pray, isn't it? And then Jesus says, and if this person who has sinned doesn't listen to the one and to the three and to the church, then you should act towards him as if he were Gentile, or a tax collector, like Levi. Matthew, he wrote the life about Jesus, a tax collector, within the 12, the inner circle. Unbelievable. Jesus brought him into the inner circle. And he wrote a wonderful story about the life of Jesus. Wonderful one. Telling this happened so that this and this verse was fulfilled in the Old Testament. It goes on like this. It happened because it was prophesied and now it was fulfilled. That's the system, the structure of Matthew. To act towards someone as if you were a Gentile or a tax collector means taking special care for such a person, using even more energy. Because when you cut off somebody of the church body, it will be a hindrance for the body. Oh, If you lose a finger, or a toe, or an ear, the church body is hindered afterwards. So it will be better that you try everything like Jesus. When Peter had cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest in Gethsemane, taking it, healing it. It's better. People know you as a healer than a